Pilipinas Mabuhay! Welcome to your walk-in, call-in community access program servicing the wider Auckland communities and families. This is your Tita Miriam
and Tito Oscar
here to give you bits and pieces of information essential to a happy and healthy living and updates on Philippine news and events and community activities. Listen every Saturday at 5:55 to 6:40 p.m. or anytime online at www.planetaudio.org.nz/Pilipinas Mabuhay, all one word.
Pilipinas Mabuhay!
Pwede nang mag-inuman, huwag ka nang mahihiya, pagkain ay simulan. Pasko na, Pasko na, Pasko na sa mundo. Pasko na, Pasko na, Pasko na mahal ko. Pasko na, Pasko na, Pasko na pare ko. Pasko na, Pasko na, magbigayan tayo.
Ay naku, dito yung tayo mga bata.
Ay, bahala na po yan nila ron.
Dadating daw tumaugali sa outing.
Daddy, may pasalubay!
Nino?
Bakit, magpakabait ka ba?
Siyempre!
Itay, inakap na si nanay. Kamustahang kapatid, ang iyakan ay tunay. Masarap ang samahan, kalimutan ang away. Naghanap ang kasiyahan ng Pasko'y habang buhay. Pasko na, Pasko na, Pasko na sa mundo. Pasko na, Pasko na, Pasko na mahal ko. Pasko na, Pasko na, Pasko na pare ko. Pasko na, Pasko na.
Pira ka naman, hindi mo lang mambinalot. Baka kinula ng Christmas wrapper.
Christmas wrapper? Wrapper baka mo? Merong Silent Night, merong Holy Night, merong Jingle Bells, Pamaskong Delight. May pagbubulahan, may naghulaan, kung ano nilalaman na regalong buksan. Merong palitan, may nakalimutan.
Tama na yan.
Bakit? Susunod na taon na lang.
Happy New Year! Uy, matulog na kayo mga bata, ha?
Kayo
pa! Ay, matulog na kayo! Bakit? Ano pa
kayong lahat dyan, ating mga kababayan, ating mga mahal na mga Pinoys, Tito Oscar, here in Auckland and those in
within the Greater Auckland area and all over of New Zealand.
All over New Zealand, of course. Yeah. Tito Oscar.
The OFW, the new heroes of the country, Filipinas.
Yes, Tito Oscar. Kumusta po ang lahat nating mga tagapagtangkilik sa ating programang itong Pilipinas Mabuhay on 104.6 Planet FM. And dito na naman po kami, Tita Miriam and Tito Oscar, on the panel, of course. You should visit us here sometime, no? Dito sa station from 5:55 to 6:40 p.m. Please do join us and, you know, share what you have upcoming in your upcoming activities in your communities. We would love that. And of course, Tito Oscar, we are quite busy these times, aren't we?
Yes.
We have big upcoming events. The NZ Filipino Santo Niño Devotees Group and Sinulog New Zealand is inviting everyone of all ages to join us in upcoming events. We welcome drummers or those keen to learn drumming and who love drumming. We welcome those who want to offer a prayer dance offering sa ating mahal na poon, Señor Santo Niño. We welcome everyone of all ages in these activities. And these practices, these activities are in preparation for our upcoming big events. The Sinulog New Zealand contingent for the Farmers Santa Parade on the 26th of November. Of course, we'd like to the presence of Jesus at the Santa Parade. And of course, in preparation for the 9 days novena of Señor Santo Niño, January 12 to January 20, 2018 at St. Patrick's Cathedral. You will see the details in our Sinulog New Zealand Facebook or Sinulog website, Santo Niño website, Tito Oscar, www.santo-nino.org. And of course, in preparation for our Grand Fiesta celebration, 24 years in the making, Tito Oscar.
Yes.
It's such 24. A blessing. A blessing from Señor Santo Niño that we have all these devotees, our friends, family, and supporters of our devotions, Tito Oscar, coming together to pay homage to Señor Santo Niño on its Fiesta Day, 21 January 2018.
Yes.
Year after year, we see so many people coming, and we are deeply touched by their devotion. So let us join the group who offer prayer dance offerings called Sinulog as a love offering for all the many, many blessings that our Poon Santo Niño has bestowed on us. We also have Sinulog New Zealand Festival Queen Competition 2018. Join the fun, join the excitement. Now talk to us, Tito Oscar, Tita Miriam, or any member of our Santo Niño Board of Trustees. And Tito Oscar, we welcome ladies from 16 to 30 years old who would like to display their skills, their talents. Mind you, there is no swimwear category in these festival competitions, but just a heart committed or devoted to Señor Santo Niño. And we have the Sinulog New Zealand Lantern Contest for the second year. We encourage the use of recycled materials, Tito Oscar. So show your skills, show your talents. We've got great prizes at stake on this. So you go to our Sinulog New Zealand Facebook or Santo Niño website. We will be posting details of this pretty soon. And Tito Oscar, we also have Sinulog New Zealand Basketball Cup competitions on January 13 and 14 at the North Shore Events Center. So we welcome teams of 12 under or 12 above, Tito Oscar. We have the mid group. We also have the the very active senior group, Tito Oscar. Yeah. It's really good to see.
Contact them. Alex Andales.
Yes, of course. So, yeah. Once again, for more information on the upcoming activities of the Santo Niño Devotees Group, check out our Sinulog New Zealand Facebook or go to the website www.santo-nino.org. This is your Tita Miriam once again on 104.6 Planet FM from 5:55 to 6:40 p.m. every Saturday, and accompanied by the one and only
Tito Oscar. Pilipinas mabuhay!
Yes, Tito Oscar. And Tito Oscar wants to greet some of our friends here. And
Shout out to the same management, si Brian Posadas, og ang iyang beautiful partner, si Anna. Dito ni Henry McShane, og ang iyang family. Dito ni Shane Robic, our same manager for Auckland. And to Oli, to Amy and Colin of the Pinrose Adico brands. Okay, and also to all our Adico associates, maing hapon sa tanan, og kaning I'm very proud of you boys. You are the new heroes, as the ambassador was saying to us a couple of weeks ago. You are the good example of an overseas Filipino worker. Mabuhay ang Pilipino.
Mabuhay tayong lahat, Tito Oscar.
Yes. This music is dedicated to our SIM associates in Adico, New Zealand.
Paglalakbay, kundi sa iyo ang mundo ay mabigay. Kinabukasan mo ay sana'y magtagumpay. Handog sa iyo ng pag-ibig kong tunay. Birthday binyag, Pasko ang dumaan, aking iniyakan dahil di napuntahan. Ngunit ramdam ko dito sa aking puso na sa bawat okasyon ay kasama rin ako. Sa aking munting padala, tila ako'y nandyan na rin. Kasama mo sa pag-abot ng bawat hangarin. Ito ako, nasa bayang tayuhan, kumakayod ng lubos, kumita lamang. Kalungkutan ko ay tinitiis na lang, alang-alang sa'yo, para sa iyo lamang. Sa aking munting padala, tila ako'y nandiyan na rin. Kasama mo sa pag-abot ng bawat hangarin. Kinabukasan mo ay sana'y magtagumpay. Handog sa iyo ng pag-ibig kong tunay. Wala.
Malayo man tayo, magkayakap panin. Sa aking panalang, kayo'y aking kapili. Sa aking panalang, kayo'y aking kapili. Salamat, Master Nani.
2007, the Cooperative Bank has helped raise over $40,000 for the Santo Niño Trust. And now, we've got an offer that can help raise even more. For every new loan you draw down, we'll make a generous donation to the Trust. We also have arranged a special banking offers for members of Santo Niño and their family and friends. To join or find out more, call Joyce at the Cooperative Bank Onehunga on 09-622-9060 or visit the Santo Niño website. The Cooperative Bank, working with Santo Niño to make a difference. Terms and conditions apply. For all lending products, the Cooperative Bank Limited lending and insurance criteria and fees apply.
Always coming my DVD night. Always may pangbaon sa school. Always mainit ang pagkain. Always may tubig pangligo.
Always kasi nagpapadala si Daddy ng pera with Western Union. Western Union, walang palya ang padala.
Always ang saya.
Tita Miriam, ang that was the Western Union already.
Okay, Tito Oscar. Sorry. Yes, Tito Oscar, I'm so excited for the 26th November Santa Parade. Sinulog New Zealand contingent at the Santa Parade, Tito Oscar. The first time we joined, it was in 2015, Tito Oscar, and I think we had 25 drummers and nearly 50 dancers, and we hope we could get that number again. So it help us represent our Pinoy, ang galing ng Pinoy at the New Zealand Farmers Santa Parade. So Tito Oscar,
another Christmas song. After this, we will be presenting the reflection of Tita Miriam.
Thank you, Tita.
Every day is brighter now that she is mine, and all my days are filled with love. And should the day be cloudy, why should I feel so sad when what she is all I will have? Now hold me and tell me that this ain't a dream. I'm sick and tired of waking up. It ain't real. Listen to me, lady, 'cause there's one thing I could do. It's got me tired, it's got me down. Sa bawat tao, iisang pangarap na mula sa puso.
kapayapaan sa buong mundo.
Sa panahon ng pag-ibig, ang tanga-is ko maibigay sa bawat tao. Iisang pangarap na mula sa puso.
In the business of our day-to-day life, we sometimes need to pause and some moments of reflection. Do not let unwholesome talk come out of your mouths, but only what is helpful for building others up according to their needs, that it may benefit those who listen. Ephesians 4, verse 29. Our words have the power to build up or tear down. And Proverbs 18 verse 21 says, "Death and life are in the power of the tongue, and those who love it will eat its fruit." Nelson Mandela, who opposed the South African apartheid regime and was imprisoned for almost 3 decades, knew the power of words. He is often quoted today, but while in prison, his words could not be quoted for fear of repercussion. A decade after his release, he said, "It is never my custom to use words lightly." If 27 years in prison have done anything to us, it was to use the silence of solitude to make us understand how precious words are and how real speech is in its impact on the way people live and die. King Solomon, author of most of the Old Testament book of Proverbs, wrote often about the power of words, and he said, "Death and life are in the power of the tongue." Words have the potential to produce positive or negative consequences. They have the power to give life through encouragement and honesty, or to crush and kill through lies and gossip. How can we be assured of producing good words that have a positive outcome? The only way is by diligently guarding our hearts. Above all else, let us guard our heart, for everything we do flows from it. Jesus can transform our hearts so that our words can truly be their best, honest, calm, appropriate, and suitable for the situation. Psalm 19 verse 14 says, "Let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, my strength and my Redeemer." Anthony Robbins has written some article on the power of words, and he suggested that we transform our vocabulary, which in turn will transform our life. Words had incredible power in our lives. For one, they provide us with a vehicle for expressing and sharing our experiences with others. Most of us don't realize, however, that the words we habitually choose also affect what we experience. Transformational vocabulary is about how we can take control of our habitual vocabulary to change the quality of our life. Simply by changing our habitual vocabulary, the words we consistently use to describe the emotions of our life. We can instantly change how we think, how we feel, and how we live. What is interesting here is how two people can experience the exact same sensations differently in their bodies by virtue of the labels they put on the experience. For example, one person may feel frustrated, while the other just feels a little confused. It amounts to a huge difference in the way we feel. And when we change the way we feel, we change the way we behave. Consider this, for example. In a business meeting with two partners, the same event triggered a dramatically different response in each person. The scenario was, the CEO went into an absolute rage, whereas the second partner seemed to have no reaction at all. The enraged CEO believed that rage made him stronger and enabled him to deal with the situation. Rage was his way out of pain. Conversely, the partner who felt only mildly annoyed was acting in a belief that getting too upset would make him lose control of the situation, and that would mean too much pain for him. He was not disassociating. He honestly was not feeling the intense anger. And this is the essence of transformational vocabulary. The words that we attach to our experience become our experience, regardless of whether it is objectively accurate or not. Therefore, if we want to change our lives and our destiny, we need to consciously choose the words we use to describe our emotional states. What would happen if the next time we were in a situation that used to make us feel angry, instead we felt annoyed? Or if you used a word like peeved instead of enraged to describe your experience? Maybe instead of feeling worried, what if you used the words, I'm a little concerned, or I need some clarification? It makes so much difference. Conversely, if someone asks you how you are doing, think of the difference between responses like, oh, I'm okay, I guess, or I'm feeling on top of the world. The labels we put on our experience become our experience. Let us choose our words wisely. We will have more of these reflections after this number.
Imagine there's no heaven. See if you try. Okay.
The New Zealand Filipino Santo Niño Devotees Group and Sinulog New Zealand invites everyone of all ages to join in their upcoming events. They are searching for drummers or those who learn and love drumming. They are inviting those who want to offer a prayer dance offering to Senor Santo Niño called Sinulog Dance. These activities are in preparation for a big Santo Niño contingent group to join the Farmer's Santa Parade on the 26th of November. So let us bring the presence of Jesus at the Santa Parade. Viva Señor Santo Niño! These activities are also in preparation for the 9 days novena to our beloved Poon Señor Santo Niño from January 12 to 20, 2018 at St. Patrick's Cathedral. And for the Grand Santo Niño Fiesta and Sinulog Festival on the 21st of January 2018 at the North Shore Events Center. Details of these activities will be found in Sinulog New Zealand Facebook and the Santo Niño website www.santo-nino.org. They are also inviting ladies who are very keen to display their talents to join the Sinulog New Zealand Festival Queen Competition 2018, inviting ladies from 16 to 30 years old to join the competitions. You will experience joy and camaraderie and will find or create new networks through these activities. Also inviting those who have very artistic talents to join the Sinulog New Zealand Lantern Contest. They are encouraging the use of recycled materials. There are grand prizes at stake in these competitions, so register your interest in the website. Also, the Sinulog New Zealand Basketball Cup, Tito Oscar for January 13 and 14, inviting teams who are keen to have fun. Viva Señor Santo Niño, Pit Señor, or you can call Tito Oscar on 027-570-1139 or Tita Miriam 027-4875-428. Sorry, 027-4875-428. Tito Oscar.
Okay.
Since 2007, the Cooperative Bank has helped raise over $40,000 for the Santo Niño Trust. And now, we've got an offer that can help raise even more. For every new loan you draw down, we'll make a generous donation to the Trust. We also have arranged a special banking offers for members of Santo Niño and their family and friends. To join or find out more, call Joyce at the Cooperative Bank Onehunga on 09-622-9060 or visit the Santo Niño website. The Cooperative Bank, working with Santo Niño to make a difference. Terms and conditions apply. For all lending products, the Cooperative Bank Limited lending and insurance criteria and fees apply.
Always coming my DVD night. Always my pangbaon sa school. Always mainit ang pagkain. Always my tubig pangligo.
Always kasi nagpapadala si Daddy ng pera with Western Union. Western Union, walang palya ang padala.
Always ang saya.
Okay.
So, Tito Oscar, earlier we had some clips, excerpts from Anthony Robbins' article on words have incredible power in our lives. At this moment, we'd like to know the spiritual use or the spiritual power of words in our lives. What does the scripture say about the power of words? Words are not simply sounds caused by air passing through our larynx. Words have real power. God spoke the world into being by the power of His words. And we are in His image, in part, because of the power we have with words. Words do more than convey information. The power of words can actually destroy one's spirit, even stir up hatred and violence. They not only exacerbate wounds, but inflict them directly. Of all the creatures on this planet, only man has the ability to communicate through the spoken word. The power to use words is a unique and powerful gift from God. Our words have the power to destroy and the power to build. The writer of Proverbs tells us the tongue has the power of life and death, and those who love it will eat its fruit. So let us ask ourselves, are we using words to build up people or to destroy them? Are they filled with hate or love, bitterness or blessing, complaining or compliments, lust or love, victory or defeat? Like tools, words can be used to help us reach our goals or to send us spiraling into a deep depression. Furthermore, our words not only have the power to bring us death or life in this world, but in the next as well. Jesus said, "But I tell you that men will have to give account on the day of judgment for every careless word they have spoken. For by your words you will be acquitted, and by your words you will be condemned." Words are so important that we are going to give an account of what we say when we stand before the Lord Jesus Christ. The Apostle Paul wrote, "Do not let any unwholesome talk come out of your mouths, but only what is helpful for building others up according to their needs, that it may benefit those who listen." In this passage, Saint Paul is emphasizing the positive over the negative. The Greek word translated unwholesome means rotten or foul. It originally referred to rotten fruit and vegetables. Being like Christ means we don't use foul or dirty language. For some reason, many people today think it is macho or liberating to use vulgar humor, dirty jokes, and foul language. But this kind of talk has no place in the life of a Christian. Saint Paul continues, "But only what is helpful for building others up according to their needs, that it may benefit those who listen." This is reminiscent of his words to the Colossians, "Let your conversation be always full of grace, seasoned with salt, so that you may know how to answer everyone." Jesus reminds us that the words we speak are actually the overflow of our hearts. When one becomes a Christian, there is expectancy that a change of speech follows, because for living for Christ makes a difference in one's choice of words. The sinner's mouth is full of cursing and bitterness, but when we turn our lives over to Christ, we gladly confess that Jesus is Lord. Christians are those whose hearts have been changed by the power of God, a change reflected in our words. Peter tells us, "In your hearts, set apart Christ as Lord. Always be prepared to give an answer to everyone who asks you to give the reason for the hope that you have." May God enable us to use words as an instrument of His love and saving grace. And yes, Tito Oscar, the power of our words can bring the power of Christ's love to others. And we do hope you enjoy the reflections that we shared with you tonight. Just be aware that the program can be downloaded after we sign off. That will be from www.planetaudio.org.nz/Pilipinas Mabuhay. All one word. So once again, this is your Tita Miriam. We will keep you in our prayers and do keep us in mind too. And we'd like to thank our listeners once again for being with us tonight. Till the next Saturday program, 104.6 Planet FM from 5:55 to 6:40 p.m. This is your Tita Miriam assuring you of my love and prayers.
This is your Tito Oscar. Nagpasalamat og dako kayo dinha kaninyo sa atong listening partners, mga kaigsuunan sa kahanginan.
Yes, Tito.
Nga laminaw namo sa among programa Pilipinas Mabuhay. So 104.6 Planet FM.
Yes, be with us once again next Saturday, 5:55 to 6:40 p.m. here on 104.6 Planet FM. And download our program from www.planetaudio.org.nz/Pilipinas Mabuhay. All one word.
Okay.
So this is your Tita Miriam.
Tito Oscar saying to you, Pilipinas Mabuhay.
I'd like to say hi and hello to John and Justin, Tito Oscar and family from Hamilton. Thank you for listening to the program. We love you and do take good care of yourselves. Enjoy your Sunday tomorrow.
Happy birthday greetings to all the Filipino here in New Auckland.
Tito Oscar. Pilipinas Mabuhay.
Ako gipatukaran sila happy birthday ma'am ni Tita Miriam ni Tit ni
Tito Oscar.
This is a very good greetings to everybody. Happy birthday.